We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6'1", 390-pound offensive lineman that can move. Because how long ago was it that we thought 6'6", 310 was ridiculous? And now that's like the norm.
Yeah.
Like you look at the average size of offensive lineman now, and it's like 6'5", 6'6", 310 to 330 pounds, and these guys can run like deer for that size. And so interesting to see what will happen with that young man. That's going to do it for us today. GP's back in the studio, so he's going to take you until 6 o'clock. Two more days until the NBA draft. Don't forget, Jason and John will be out at the Bluff to watch all of that. I will be down at FedEx Forum for the Grizzlies draft party. We'll be back with you again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Kyle Busch is going to join us.
Kurt Busch.
I always get the Busch brothers mixed up. Kurt Busch is going to join us tomorrow along with the great Bill Bender and Kevin Pelton. For Connor, I'm Eric. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday until 2 o'clock tomorrow. See ya.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Take command of your lawn care needs with a Kubota Commander zero-turn mower and get commercial results for a residential price. Maneuver through landscapes with outstanding performance, comfort, and ease with 42, 48, or 54-inch mower decks. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Find a Kubota dealer near you at GoKubota.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
My name's Gary Parrish. Brad Carson in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruption. And I hope you're ready to talk about the NBA draft because it's just two nights away. And what else would you talk about when you live in a city where the franchise is picking fourth and there's speculation and rumors and reports swirling? We're going to get into all of it momentarily. First, very quickly, let me set this afternoon schedule for you. 425, Keith Easterwood is my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. Nation's leading authority, hobos, heroes, street corner clowns. He's going to join me in about 20 minutes. I'll ask him what's up, and we'll see what he says. And we'll have the dump button ready if we need it. When we finish that segment, we'll do four notable stories, 444, at which point we're going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them is LeBron James going to put an end to the Lonzo Ball era in L.A. after just one season? Maybe. We'll get into that at 444. Neymar had to leave a training session today, and the entire nation of Brazil was in panic mode. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. A couple of young rappers. Violent day yesterday. A couple of young rappers murdered. One in Pittsburgh, one in South Florida. Get into that just before 5 o'clock. And a big preseason honor for Memphis kick returner Tony Pollard asked earlier today. First team All-American. Ooh. Tell you about that during four notable stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Cargill, just like always. Around 5:30, Greg Graber is going to join me. Proud Memphian and a big believer in the importance of mindfulness. He works with NBA teams, college teams, among them the LSU team that's going to be ranked in the preseason top 25. Got a new book out today called Slow Your Roll, Mindfulness for Fast Times. It's available everywhere you get books, including Amazon. Greg going to join me around 5:30 to explain why you and I, all of us, should just slow the F down. Then we'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. I got a lot to get to, but I want to start with the NBA draft because it's Tuesday today, which means we're just two nights away from the 2018 NBA draft, and there are all sorts of reports and rumors and speculation and questions attached to this draft in general, but also to the Grizzlies specifically. So there's four that I wanted to focus on that have sort of emerged in one way or another in the past 22 hours since I spoke to you yesterday, and they are these. The possibility of the Grizzlies packaging the number four pick, in some way to try to make a run at Kawhi Leonard. Michael Porter Jr., who is reportedly on Grizzlies' radars with the fourth pick, comparing himself earlier today to some sort of mixture of Kevin Durant, Greek Freak, and Tracy McGrady. That's gotten a lot of attention. Earlier this afternoon, Jonathan Givony was on with Jason and John, and he said that the Grizzlies are interested in, among others, Khyree Thomas with the 32nd pick. And then the one that's gotten the most attention, I think, in this market, and maybe as it relates to the draft in general, Mo Bamba, again, according to Jonathan Givony, basically told the Grizzlies he had no interest in coming to Memphis. He would not come here to work out, which is no surprise. Nobody at his level has come here to work out, but also would not release medicals. Also made it clear to them in so many words, I don't want to be in Memphis. So that does make him different than, far as I know, Michael Porter, Trey Young, any of the other guys in that range. I don't know that any of, at least I haven't heard, and I certainly haven't read a report, where any other elite prospect has told the Grizzlies just like, hey, whatever, do not select me. I'm not cooperating in any way. I can't prevent you from doing it, but I can give you real doubts, and so I'm trying to give you those real doubts. So let's take those in order. We'll start with the possibility of the Grizzlies packaging the number four pick for Kawhi Leonard, or at least to make a run at Kawhi Leonard. I could not be more against this. Listen, Kawhi Leonard's a top five talent in the world when he's healthy, but he's not always. You can ask the Spurs if you don't believe me. So I'm not trying to debate the pros and cons of having Kawhi Leonard on your team. I think any team in the world would love to have Kawhi Leonard on it, but not at the expense of the fourth pick in Memphis. If you told me Kawhi Leonard was going to sign an extension with the Grizzlies, absolutely. You can take the four pick. You can do whatever with it you want to do. I'm happy to have a future built around Kawhi Leonard in Memphis. But he's got no interest in playing in Memphis for the same reasons no prospects have any interest in coming to Memphis. And so you would be giving away the fourth pick in the 2018 NBA draft, which means possibly giving away the rights to Luka Doncic, the rights to Trae Young, the rights to Michael Porter, the rights to Marvin Bagley, whomever. You're giving away the rights to somebody for a player who would be here for 1 year. Why? What is the point? Is Kawhi Leonard, Mike Conley, and Mark Gasol going to be better than the Warriors? No. Are they going to be better than the Rockets? No. Are they going to be better than LeBron's super team, wherever that is? No. And I'm basing that on, like, are they going to be better if they're healthy? What are the odds of Mike Conley in his 30s, Marc Gasol in his 30s, and Kawhi Leonard, who, you know, has a history of injuries, all being healthy to make a run at whatever it is you're trying to make a run at? I bet against it blindly.
Yeah, me too.
And so what is the point?
Right.
You know, with the fourth pick in the draft, I don't know what the Grizzlies are going to get. I don't even know who the Grizzlies are going to take. But I do know this. There are multiple All-Stars drafted fourth or lower every draft.
Right.
That a future All-Star will be on the table when the Grizzlies are on the clock. You just got to identify that person, and then you have to select him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can control him. He will be on your team, a part of your franchise, for a minimum of 5 years if you want him to be. And then you have all sorts of advantages when it comes to trying to re-sign him to even longer-term deal. I would much rather...
Yeah, start with that.
Execute the pick.
Mm-hmm.
Hope I get that future star,
right,
and then try to keep him in my franchise as long as possible, then have Kawhi Leonard for a year. So to me, it's a non-starter.
Yeah.
By the way, I think whatever package the Spurs could get from the Celtics or the Lakers would trump any package the Grizzlies could give them with the fourth pick. But even if it wouldn't, even if the Spurs were like, okay, let's do it,
right,
I would not do it. Because the way it would play out is Kawhi Leonard would come here and either be great or be dysfunctional and disgruntled.
Right, not play.
But it wouldn't amount to anything of substance. You wouldn't remember it 20 years from now. And then the Spurs would use the pick you just gave them to select the future Hall of Famer. That's the way it would go down. Like, they just would do it.
Right.
They would select the future Hall of Famer with your pick. You would regret it. You might not regret it immediately. You would regret it eventually. I would just stay away from that under any scenario.
the second one. This has gotten a lot of attention today. Michael Porter comparing himself to Giannis, KD, T-Mac. Some mixture of them. I'll give you the exact quote if you haven't heard it. He said right now, he was on with DA on CBS Sports Radio, a show that I sometimes host in DA's absence. So he was on with DA earlier today, and he said, right now I would say I'm a mix of Giannis and KD. I like going to the hole a little more than KD does. I like bumping into people, and I'm a little more physical than KD. But I like to shoot the ball a little more than Giannis. So that's what I like to compare myself to. And also Tracy McGrady. I get compared to him a lot, and I like that one a lot, too. Those are three amazing players. It doesn't feel bad to be in the same conversation as them. End quote. And so this has been retweeted a lot, and people are using it as some sort of knock against Michael Porter. Like, yo, crippled Michael Porter, why don't you calm down already comparing yourself to Giannis, to KD, and Tracy McGrady? Hey, why don't you make sure you can actually, like, work out for lottery teams
get
a week before the
bed?
Yeah, make sure you can get out of bed before
can you walk?
Before you start comparing yourself to Giannis, KD, T-Mac.
Right.
And I get it. It's it's low-hanging fruit.
Sure.
It's an easy target. But two things I would say. One is, why should this surprise you coming from the mouth of Michael Porter Jr.?
Right.
He has already said he's the best player in this draft. He should be the number one pick. And he said earlier this week that DeAndre Ayton is lucky. And somebody says, why? And he says, because I got hurt. Because if I never got hurt, I would be the number one pick in this draft, not him. So that's who Michael Porter is.
Good.
You can like it or not like it, but he is extremely confident in himself.
Good for
and
him.
His own ability. And so the idea that somehow this is like any further than what he's already said. Like, in a draft where people think there's a future star in DeAndre Ayton and a future franchise big in Marvin Bagley and the best European prospect ever in Luka Doncic, Michael Porter has already said multiple times, I'm better than all these dudes. I've played against all of them my whole life. I respect them.
Yeah.
They're great, but I'm better.
Yeah.
They're great, but I'm better. He's been saying this for months.
Sure.
So this is not out of character. Beyond that, what is he supposed to say when he's asked to compare his game to somebody else's? Would you have preferred this?
Yeah.
I think I'm a mix of, like, Rudy Gay and maybe a little bit of Anthony Randolph.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what do you want to hear?
Lower my own stock.
What do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather hear him be...
Sell it.
Even if it's not him trying to sell it, even if he actually believes it, I would much rather be dealing with somebody who believes that strongly in himself than somebody who is like, I don't know, like, maybe I'm a... you know, I like a mix of Rudy Gay with Anthony Randolph and give me some other wing that flamed out of the
wing.
NBA.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather hear that. Yeah. So I got no issue with Michael Porter Jr. I don't understand why people are surprised he would say that. He's been saying stuff like that for weeks. And B, what do you want to hear?
Right.
You asked him. You asked him.
Mm-hmm.
So he compared himself to a Hall of Famer and two other probable future Hall of Famers. That's the way I want somebody talking about themselves if they project to be a possible top five pick in a draft. I got no issue with what Michael Porter said earlier today. I don't know why it's become such a big deal. Jonathan Givony, like I said, was on with Jason and John earlier, and when asked about possible players for the 32nd pick that the Grizzlies possess, he mentioned a couple of guys, among them Khyree Thomas. I personally don't think Khyree Thomas will be available at 32. I absolutely don't know why he would be available at 32. If he is, I think franchises have messed up. But if he were there at 32, I would snatch him up so quick. If you told me right now, whatever the Grizzlies do at 4, the Grizzlies are going to do at 4, but at 32 they will get Khyree Thomas, sign me up.
Wow.
100%. I love him. 6'3 guard.
Not familiar with them.
Played at Creighton.
Okay.
Was not a heralded recruit coming out of high school, but went to Creighton. Two-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year. He's 6'3 with a 6'11 wingspan.
Oh.
So that suggests he's a good athlete, 6'3, 6'11 wingspan.
Long.
Who takes great pride on that end of the court. Evidence being he's a two-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year who just gets in passing lanes, disrupts, bothers.
Yeah.
That's one undeniable skill that will translate to the NBA.
Yep.
That's the thing about this league that I think sometimes gets lost. People want to focus on so often what a player cannot do. Like, well, can he do this? Can he do that? Give me one thing he's great at. If you're great at one thing, you'll have a job
defense,
for a long time.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that.
Anything.
It can be anything.
Right. Blocking shots.
Or just being a
shooter.
Being a rim protector. Being
right.
a shooter.
Right.
Being a guy who will.
Incredible ball handling.
Roll to the rim. Right. And no, it's not that kind of stuff. It's not incredible ball handling. You can go down to the park down the street, find somebody who can really handle the ball. It's having one identifiable skill that translates to the NBA. Can you knock down open shots consistently? Can you guard wings consistently? Are you a big who can switch pick and rolls? Tony Allen made $5 million a year for however long he did it because he had one identifiable NBA skill. Mm. And maybe just one. Maybe just one. But he had that one. You could put him on a perimeter player and say, go bother that guy. And he took great pride in bothering that guy. Khyri Thomas has got one identifiable skill that translates to the NBA. His ability to guard multiple perimeter play positions. He can do that. He can do that tomorrow. He'll be able to do that for a long time. The other stuff, we'll see. But you tell me 6'3", 6'11 wingspan, who takes great pride in bothering perimeter players, in guarding perimeter players. He understands that's how he became a relevant college player. He understands, I assume, that's how he'll become a multimillionaire in the NBA. Mm. Take pride in doing something that you're great at. It will not get you all the fantasy points in the world, but take pride in doing something that you can do. That is guard perimeter players. He can switch. He could probably guard three different positions on the perimeter. 6'3", 6'11 wingspan. So he's got all the physical attributes you want. Plus, by the way, 41% three-point shooter.
Oh, wow.
Which suggests he can also knock down a jumper. That's why what I just described, I can't imagine a scenario. I mean, I can't imagine it. I just can't.
Goes up.
I can't understand a scenario where he's available at 32.
Yeah.
I would think somebody has messed up throughout this draft if you've got Khyri Thomas available at 32. But if he is and the Grizzlies are on the clock, please take him. I would. Right now, if you told me with the 32nd pick, the Grizzlies can have Khyri Thomas. Now, we're not going to let you know who else is on the board, but you can have Khyri Thomas. Would you take him? Absolutely. Yes. Huh. Give me Khyri Thomas. So that was encouraging to hear from Jonathan. If the Grizzlies are seriously considering him with the 32nd pick, it suggests that they also think that he might be available with the 32nd pick. I'm skeptical, but that would be awesome. I would be down for that. And then the last thing that's getting a lot of attention, Jonathan Givony, again, draft expert, ESPN, he said that Mo Bamba obviously refused to work out for the Grizzlies. We've known that. Mm-hmm. Everybody projected to be a top 10 pick, basically, outside of Wendell Carter, has refused to work out for the Grizzlies. So that wasn't surprising nor news. But what Jonathan added is that Mo Bamba also refused to give his medicals to the Grizzlies. And also made it clear to the Grizzlies he'd prefer to not be in Memphis. And I've seen various Grizzlies fans on Twitter like take great offense to this. And I get it because like you're a Memphian, you're a proud Memphian, and you don't like it when people. That is one thing I've learned about Memphians in my life is that Memphians love people who love Memphis.
Yeah.
And they hate people who don't appreciate or respect Memphis. And so if you view this through a personal prism, it's like that guy didn't want to come to Memphis, so screw that guy. And so on a personal level, if you just want to be irritated by it or boo Mo Bamba, I guess I understand it, but I would just argue that you're looking at it a way that Mo Bamba is not looking at it, or more likely Mo Bamba's representation is not looking at it. I'm confident Mo Bamba doesn't hate Memphis. I bet he doesn't know that much about Memphis. Here's what he is. He's somebody who understands where he sits in this draft and the possibilities for him and has decided, you ready for this? Wisely, that not cooperating with the Grizzlies organization is the best thing for him. Think about it from his perspective or his representation's perspective. Seems pretty clear that DeAndre Ayton's going first to the Phoenix Suns. After that, Sacramento could go Luka Doncic. Sacramento could go Marvin Bagley. But it's not going to be, I don't think, Mo Bamba. The Atlanta Hawks at 3 are reportedly interested in Mo Bamba. Jaren Jackson as well, but Mo Bamba certainly. So, and almost nobody I know thinks that he slips past 5 to the Dallas Mavericks. This University of Texas standout as the worst case scenario for him, I put quotes around the word worst, is that he goes fifth to the Dallas Mavericks. Nobody thinks he's going to be on board at six, seven, or anywhere lower than that. Picking in between Atlanta and Dallas is the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
So why, if you're Mo Bamba or your representation, wouldn't you just determine this? We're not cooperating with Memphis, and here's why. A, we might not even, Memphis might not even be in play for us because the Atlanta Hawks are going to take us with the third pick. But if the Atlanta Hawks don't take us, we know the Mavericks will take us at five. And we would rather be in Dallas, big market Dallas, or big market Atlanta, than small market Memphis. When your options are go to big market Atlanta, this is a kid from New York City, grew up in Manhattan. The three options for him at 3, 4, 5 are big market Atlanta, big market Dallas, small market Memphis.
Yeah.
So if you're Mo Bamba, again, think about this not as a proud Memphian, but as a elite basketball prospect from New York City. If your options are big market Atlanta at 3 or big market Dallas at 5, why wouldn't you want to avoid small market Memphis at 4, particularly when...
Right, I got you.
The reality for you at small market Memphis at 4 would be backing up Marc Gasol and playing for a coach that'll probably be fired within 2 years, because that's what the Grizzlies organization does. Fire coaches every 2 years, almost regardless of whether they're winning or losing. Why would that be preferable to going to Dallas? Why would that be preferable to going one spot higher to the Atlanta Hawks? So if you're Mo Bamba from New York City and they say, hey, we might go 3 to big market Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
If they go another direction, yeah, Memphis can take you, but we don't want that, because would you rather go as a Texas alum
right.
to big market Dallas to play with Dennis Smith Jr., or go to small market Memphis, back up Marc Gasol, and play for a franchise that fires its coach every couple of years?
I have one obvious question. If you're the Grizzlies, you evaluated, what if you evaluated him the super best prospect you could get at 4, you're there at 4, do you still draft him despite all that crap?
I don't think it's going to be that clear cut, and I don't think the Grizzlies actually believe that. But I've said for a while, if Ayton, Bamba, Doncic were 1, 2, 3 off the board in mm-hmm. whatever order, and now I'm having to pick between medical question mark Michael Porter, Jaren Jackson,
right,
Trae Young, I would have Mohamed Bamba on that list.
Yeah.
There is a scenario where I personally would take him with the fourth pick.
Right.
There's a scenario where I would do that. If
the medical stuff.
If Ayton, Bagley, and Doncic are off the board,
okay,
and I'm not comfortable with Michael Porter, and now I really am picking between Jaren Jackson, Mo Bamba, Trae Young, Wendell Carter, Colin right. Sexton, that group.
Yep.
I could talk myself into Mo Bamba
yeah.
very easily. Even with what we're talking about here, I personally think he's a better prospect than Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, I think so.
I could talk myself into Trae Young, but I might lean toward Mo Bamba in that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're Mo Bamba and his representation and you recognize that, and you know as long as Memphis doesn't take me at 4, I can go to Dallas at 5 and play with Dennis Smith Jr., then you should try to manipulate that process to make Memphis pass on you if Memphis is actually considering you. So I ain't hating on the kid. It seems like you know what everybody says about Mohamed Bamba, besides he's like a ridiculous physical specimen mm-hmm. with a 7'10" wingspan? You know what they say? They say he's smart. He's yeah, a really smart yeah. and thoughtful guy. It seems like any smart and thoughtful guy would figure out exactly what I just explained to you, and that's why I don't blame him one bit. Keith Easterwood's up next.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. AT&T doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. AT&T, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. AT&T, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet on our gig speed network for $49.95 per month when you get 2 voice mobility lines.
Offer ends 6/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 2-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to 2 Comcast Business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Real men in the area share their thoughts about dealing with erectile dysfunction.
Before I visited the Memphis Men's Clinic, I had the same feelings about my ED as everyone. Insecurity, fear, anxiety, shame, depression. I felt like I just wasn't as much a man as I used to be. I'll tell you, it seems like ED doesn't have boundaries. At some point, it affects all men in some form or fashion. It doesn't mean you're any less of a man. It just means you have ED.
Lou tried wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic, the most advanced, non-invasive ED treatment available.
After my visit, there was a massive difference. The results were there immediately, and I'm back to a more regular sex life again.
Be like over 10,000 men in Memphis who have taken control of their ED by calling the Memphis Men's Clinic. Call today to schedule a $99 office visit. 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
I got to tell you, I thought I was out of the game, but the personalized treatment I received from the Memphis Men's Clinic changed everything.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Guests appear via the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
There is a report that if LeBron James does join the L.A. Lakers, that's going to be bad news for Lonzo Ball, or at least bad news for Lonzo Ball's future as an L.A. Laker. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock, but right now, he's my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. Nation's leading authority, hobos, heroes, street corner clowns, the legend, Keith Easterwood, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Easterwood, what's up with it?
Well, now we got Puma in the shoe game.
How about that? Do you think they're going to get involved in grassroots?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Number one, they're getting two bigs. Bigs don't usually translate to sales, although it drew a lot of attention. I talked to a guy today. I think they're going to make a run at the guy that I really like is the Sexton kid out of Alabama.
Right.
Who could be a shoe guy because he's going to be a scorer. He's a guard. The ball is in his hands. But in Atlanta last month, there was a guy who had been in the shoe game like I was a long time ago, and I didn't think nothing of it, but he mentioned Puma trying to get involved. They have stockpiled a lot of money. It would only make sense now that they would get involved in some type of sponsorship, either with high school teams or summer teams. A lot of it depends on what their product line is going to look like.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Do they need to? Because I think what we've learned, and I think you knew this for a while when most people probably had as well, but the idea behind getting involved in grassroots basketball for Adidas or Reebok or Nike, besides the narrative of, oh, we're just trying to, you know, impact children's lives, is like, hey, let's create these relationships with these future stars and get our fingers in them early so that when they become professionals, like, then they're ours.
And what we just found is that it doesn't really matter. Puma came in. Puma had no relationship with anybody. And they came in and got the number one and presumably number two pick in the 2018 NBA draft. Nike had Marvin Bagley's dad essentially on payroll. They funded his team for years. Ayton was a Adidas guy for a long time. And at the end of the day, they both went where the money was at. And it's something that I believe Sonny has said this many, many times. Sonny Vaccaro, of course, the godfather of grassroots basketball. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter how good of a relationship you have with somebody. With few exceptions, most kids and their families, when it's time to sign that deal, they're going to take the most money.
Yeah, and I used to say to Sonny, why don't we wait and just get them like they got Ayton and Bagley? But Sonny also believes, and I know George Raveling at Nike did too, if Tony Harris, when he was at East, because I had him Adidas Downs, then the kids at East would go, and it would drive sales somewhat.
Right.
And so Sonny believed in that theory, but Puma could be changing the game. I mean, I never got why, other than for the potential sales and for the pub they got out of it. But, you know, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour give so much stuff to high school and AAU teams. There's got to be some value there that they believe they're getting out of it as it relates to sales. But to me, if me and you had a shoe company, I would do just what Puma did. I would just go to the table and offer more money because they both got an incredible amount of money to do these deals. And to be honest with you, I don't think most kids. Durant took a little less to sign with Nike.
That's why I said with a few exceptions, because that is true. Durant took less.
Yeah, but they came back and gave him a $200 million deal too after the fact. So he's not hurt by nothing. But no, I think there's some value in just doing what Adidas did with Nike did with LeBron, because arguably Sonny and Chris Rivers had the best relationship with LeBron and his guys when he was coming out. But Nike put more money. Of course, Reebok screwed the deal up, too, by trying to get involved. But I think 99.9% of the time what you said is correct. A kid, his age, and his family, especially when it comes to shoes, are going to take the most money.
And if I remember correctly, the way Adidas handled the LeBron negotiations is what made Sonny leave Adidas, because he felt like, I've spent years developing this relationship with this family. I've got a better relationship with them than anybody else in the world, but you're not giving me the money to go get this deal done. And like, he was furious about that.
Yeah. And Sonny's not one to piss off, but Sonny had the Morelands who were there when he got LeBron. You know, the story is that, you know, Phil Knight, I think, gave him $500,000 to go get as many NBA guys as he could. And at the next meeting, Phil Knight said, "Who'd you sign?" He said, "I signed this kid out of North Carolina." And he was the only guy that they signed that year. And obviously the rest of it is history. But they had already started the King James line with Adidas. I mean, they were because they were sending me stuff, shirts and different things. But, you know, Sonny got really pissed over that, because he was promised – that when they went in, they were not going to leave without signing LeBron, because he knew LeBron was going to be LeBron. And Sonny was funny about players. When we would meet to talk about guys going to camp, he had a good memory. He knew who could play, he knew who couldn't. Plus, he had Chris Rivers and people like me, you know, who were getting hip to who players were. But no, it pissed him off. He went to Reebok. He took me to Reebok with him. And then Adidas bought him out.
You're talking to Keith Easterwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Dino on Twitter asked the question, first makes the statement, Jay-Z has been named head of Puma basketball, and does that have an impact on them getting Bagley, on them getting Ayton? Will that help them going forward? And on one hand, I say, listen, it's Jay-Z. It's hip-hop royalty. It's an icon, and it creates a big headline, and that can't be a bad thing. On the other hand, Jay-Z's a 48-year-old rapper. Does Jay-Z resonate with 16-year-olds? Like, Jay and Beyonce just released an album this weekend. I know everybody my age is listening to that. Are 15-year-olds listening to a Jay-Z Beyonce album?
You know what? I mean, the trips I take with my teams, I don't ever remember their music playing. The kids may talk about Beyonce from a physical standpoint, but and I get all that, but I don't know that he does. You know, I think Puma's got a shoe out that's one of the leading sellers now of the rapper Meek Mill or whoever he is.
Right.
So it all gets down to what does the shoe look like, how cool were the shoes. The Curry shoe is still not selling. The last one they came out with for the finals I thought was a good-looking shoe. I'm not sure, what LeBron sales are because, again, Puma's got to make a decision. Are they going to do hookup shoes, which are what young people will buy to accentuate their clothes and they want to match colors? Obviously, they're going to do a hoop shoe because of the two guys they just signed. So they got to kind of figure it out. I go back to when Walt Frazier wore Puma, which I thought was the coolest thing. And I had a pair of Puma 100 years ago. But so that they all, and Gary, you have to order these shoes. So if I'm Foot Locker, I have to place an order. It's almost blackmail. I have to place an order with Nike 6 months in advance. So Nike knows that they've got these shoes pre-sold. And so, you buy a pair of shoes, say, if you're Foot Locker for 40, you sell them for 80 or 90, and the markup is incredible. If I remember what Sonny told me, to box a pair of shoes overseas, float them over here on a barge, and sell them costs roughly $6 a shoe. So right. You start doing the money, and the markup on them is incredible. But I think they probably already have a business plan in mind. They're probably going to go after a little bit of the hoop market, but I think their niche could be in the hookup line. Because that's what young people more and more are doing. They're not buying so much hoop shoes. If you're a good player, you don't got to buy them anyway. They'll give them to you. But I think they got a chance to make a niche in the market. I'm like you. I'll be curious to see what they do, especially next year. And I'll start hearing if it's going to happen, if they're going to go after and have a Puma circuit like Under Armour, Nike, and Adidas.
Talking to Keith Easterwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on Twitter, at Easterwood.
Which if they do, is really going to water everything down more than what it is now. So on one hand, I hope they don't. On the other hand, I hope they do because it may give me an opportunity to do something.
Yeah, well, like on one hand, it creates competition. That's fun. Like my favorite times of summer basketball were what some people would call the worst times of summer basketball. Yeah. But it's when Nike and Sonny and everybody was trying to cut each other's throat. Like right now, there's a little bit of that with Under Armour and Nike really, banging heads on certain prospects. But it's not nearly as it's not. It's not what it was. And just adding another player to the game could maybe take it that direction. And you're exactly right about, Sonny believing that if you put the best high school basketball players in Memphis in Adidas, that might not mean you're going to get them one day. You might not even want them one day. But it can actually, create sales in a market because young people – do look up to other young people. And that's where I think Bagley and Ayton could actually, if Puma wanted to get involved with grassroots, coming on the heels of Bagley and Ayton would be the time to do it. Because if Bagley's walking around in Puma and Ayton's walking around in Puma, it makes all these other 15 and 16-year-olds think it's cool to walk around in Puma. Like, if you're going to jump in, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, obviously Under Armour's got football and other sports, but if Puma's going to do a deal and you bring those guys in, let's say you bring Sexton in, you run events, maybe you don't do to the same thing that I think Nike and them have done. But, no, it makes sense. I was happy to see it, happy to get some phone calls, happy to talk it up. And I figured it would be a topic that you and I would want to talk. It's a tremendous amount of money, a tremendous amount of opportunity for them to come out swinging and get these two guys. Tells me they're very serious about what they're trying to do with their basketball line. And even, again, I just happened to hear on a show today about Meek Mill. I don't know who the hell Meek Mill is, but he's obviously got a shoe, or Puma's got a shoe with his name on it that obviously is selling pretty well.
And talking to Keith Easterwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let me ask you about the draft. Is there a prospect that, that appears to be available to the Grizzlies that you saw 4 years ago that you've always liked, that you prefer now? Is there somebody that stands out?
Well, it was just kind of quirky that I'd seen Bagley in Atlanta 4 or 5 years ago. The guy that I think is going to be good, even though he played 1 year at Alabama because he can score his ass off his section.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you take him before? I think they got him projected to go 10, 11, 12. But I think – and I think Aiden's going to be a good pro. I think it's a pretty good draft at the top. But I think the guy that could have a Curry-like impact because he can score the ball, because he's athletic, he can handle it. It's going to be Sexton. Would I take him at four? Hell, I don't know. And, you know, the Grizzlies took the beat at two, so what do they know? you know, so it's a crapshoot. It's a matter of being in the right place at the right time. An organization's got to believe in you. And then there's a lot of, we're seeing with Nate Robinson and other guys, a lot of it is, you know, where are they at from a confidence standpoint, and, you know, who's around them and things of that nature. But I like Ayton. I like Bagley. I'm not sure about the kid. What's his name? Doncic or whatever from overseas?
Luka Doncic.
Yeah, because I don't know that they always translate. And you're seeing a bunch of video, and the video that I see looks like he's playing. I hate to say this, but he's playing mostly against other people that look like him, if you will.
Right. No, that's a real thing that needs to be pointed out. I mean,
yeah, and so, like, back in the day, people were streaming a lot of VHS tapes on kids, which I think is a waste of time. But so when you watch YouTube highlights on a guy, like the big kid that Tubby had signed from Arkansas, I watched him play. I swear to God, I could probably go baseline to baseline quicker than him. So all the and I understand Memphis fans were excited by it, but all the video that showed he was playing like against 6'2" white kids in Arkansas in a private school league. It don't translate to a Division I level, just like some of these guys don't translate to the NBA. So I don't know. I hope Luka has a great career, but now they're comparing him. He's the white Jordan and the next coming Larry Bird. And yeah, they work these guys out with nobody there with them. So they're really not competing. Some of what the NBA does to me makes no sense. Put them in the gym, let them compete. So we'll see. But if there's a guy out there that is just in my limited knowledge of basketball, I think Sexton from Alabama's got a chance to be a really, really good long-time pro.
I like Colin Sexton a lot. And this is the part of the draft process where – like big changes start to happen to people's mock drafts and reports this and reports that. And I think sometimes folks just overthink it. Specifically this, Jonathan Givony, who again is my friend and the best I think there is at covering the NBA draft 12 months a year. His latest mock draft has Shai Gilgeous-Alexander going ahead of Trae Young and Colin Sexton both. In other words, he's got, and I heard him on a podcast with Zach Lowe earlier today, where he said, listen, those three players, those three guards could go in any order. And then he updated his mock draft. He's got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander going before Trae Young and Colin Sexton, which may turn out to be right. Like I've said a million times, who knows? But why? Listen, Colin Sexton, Trae Young, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander have been playing against each other or in the same circles for years now. There has never been a moment where anybody thought Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was a better basketball prospect than Trae Young or Colin Sexton. They all went to college. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was very good. He was not better than Colin Sexton. He was not better than Trae Young. And then we get 2 days before the NBA draft, and suddenly he's going to come off the board before Colin Sexton or Trae Young, a 6'3 combo guard that can do some nice things but can't shoot. A 6'3 combo guard who can't shoot. That's the guy who's now going to be a top eight pick? Like, I
yeah, you know this. Look, general managers and scouts at the NBA, they lie. They lie to each other. So right now, leading up to Thursday night, there's a lot of liar poker going on. So Jonathan could have been told that Shai got a guarantee from somebody. It's all bullcrap until you get your guy and sign your guy. And right now, and that's why when you watch ESPN, like you said, every show is it's like college coaches. I mean, they don't tell you. They try not to let you know who they're recruiting or who they like. And so right now you got NBA teams playing liar's poker because they don't want the other team to know what they got in mind in case maybe they're going to take a Sexton or take Shai Gilchrist or whatever. so I don't know. To me, it's fascinating to watch it because I've been involved in it. But there's a lot of manure being spread right now.
There is no question. You just try to sort through it and separate fact from fiction as best you can. That's the legend, Keith Easterwood. He's with me every Tuesday in the first hour. I appreciate you being here, buddy. I love you.
Love you.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Easterwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. When we come back, there's a report that says If LeBron James does indeed sign with the Los Angeles Lakers, which seems to be the most likely scenario, it's bad, bad news for Lonzo Ball. We'll get into that next.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, and made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to Moe's Southwest Grill with more than 20 fresh ingredients like all-natural adobo chicken, grass-fed steak, and handcrafted guac. Moe's gives you the freedom to create exactly what you're craving. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Men in the area have been working with the Memphis Men's Clinic to treat their ED for over 4 years. Now, area men have experienced stellar results from wave therapy, the state-of-the-art treatment that uses a man's own healing agents to help make ED a thing of the past.
My name's David. I'm 46 years old, and I've been coming to the Memphis Men's Clinic for about 2 years. The doctor and staff at the Memphis Men's Clinic explained everything to me in terms I could understand. They explained the process completely, so I wouldn't have any confusion about what it was or why it works. And the procedure was quick and painless. I wasn't expecting the kind of results I got. I didn't think noticeable gains could be made so easily, but the results have been very strong.
Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today to schedule a consultation for just $99. Learn how wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic can help you regain your performance. Call today, 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
When was the last time you replaced your toothbrush? I know I've been awful about that in the past. Do you always brush twice a day for a full 2 minutes? Paying attention to these good habits has a huge impact on your health. Introducing Quip, spelled Q-U-I-P, the new electric toothbrush that helps fix the brushing habits that most people get wrong. Quip does this with a lightweight and sleek design that I love. Simple time vibrations and guiding pulses to help give you the perfect 2 minute clean. Bulky electric brushes have awkward charging stands, modes you don't need, and cost five times as much. Quip starts at just $25, and you can get brush head refills automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended three-month schedule for only $5, and shipping's free. Quip has been featured in GQ, Oprah's O-List, and Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of the year. Go to getquip.com/smith right now and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/smith, spelled GETQUIP.com/smith. Get back to healthy brushing habits with Quip.
If you're trying to sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent who can expose it to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. You need somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. And in this market, the Memphis market, that person's Josh Isall. It's Keller Williams Realty. A lot of you have heard me talking about Josh for years. One such person was Ernest, had a home out in Atoka, listed it with another company, couldn't get anything done, listed it with Josh Isall. Josh went to work, sold it in a matter of days. How'd he do it? He did it with that 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh Isall will help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion doesn't make sense, you can fire him. No questions asked. So if you're trying to sell a home, use the guy I would use, Josh Isall. 461-8147 on the web, JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
The standard 30-second radio commercial is about 75 words, but this has twice as many words so that I can talk really fast. Not as fast as the Formula One-inspired electric Italian-made pro karts at Autobahn Indoor Speedway and events that can go up to 50 miles per hour, which is more than twice as fast as the karts your father used to put around in. Unless, speaking of Italian, your father is Mario Andretti. His karts may have been faster, but only slightly. These karts turn on a dime, they accelerate in seconds, and will satisfy your need for speed. And even if you burn out, you'll never burn up. In our air-conditioned track designed after the world-famous Le Mans course, this is the fastest commercial in Memphis from the place that has the fastest karts in Memphis. Autobahn Indoor Speedway and events at 6399 Shelby Drive. Get there presto, pronto, snappy, supersonic, lickety-split, like a bat out of, well, you get it. Fast. Autobahn Indoor Speedway events. What are you racing for today?
Wiley Imports, the Mercedes-Benz repair and salvage parts specialist. Our company now has a foreign and domestic car parts salvage yard located at 3763 Old Gitwell Road in Memphis. We not only pull the parts, but we deliver to auto shops in business for over 35 years. We have engines, transmissions, body parts, pumps, original wheels, starters, mirrors, and more. Wiley Imports, 362-3081. We also buy junk cars. Wiley Imports, 3763 Old Gitwell Road.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com. bluffrestaurant.com.
Join Jason and John from 92.9 ESPN at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland for the Grizzlies Draft Watch Party starting at 5:30 this Thursday. Come enjoy $10 Bud Light Bucket Specials. See you at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland. Memphis' hottest new restaurant and event thing.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show live.
The Gary Parish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Condos on everything I love. This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the f*** you expect when it got a cape and he's great. Ovens full of cakes that he bakes. Steel spread and paste. The love just accentuates the hate. This is for my bodybuilding clients moving weight. Just add water, stir it like a shake. Play amongst the stars like the roof in the Wraith. Get the table next to
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're having computer problems, you need to talk to them because they can help you out. They handle virus removal, data recovery, power supply issues, USB port issues. You got a cracked screen, they can fix that screen for you. They've been repairing computers for a long, long time. They've been with the Gary Parish Show from day one, and that's for two reasons. A, you guys have continued to support them, so thank you for that. But B, because they do good work. Like I told Lee and Lauren a long time ago, I can get people to be aware of your business. I can even make them call you or walk into the store. But if you can't deliver the goods, then we're going to have a tough time making it work long term. Here we are all these years later, still making it work. That's because when you make that phone call, they're there to help you. When you walk in that store, they're going to help you. So yeah, you need a new computer, refurbished computer, custom built computer, that's your spot. But also computer repair, let them help you. 360-9679, 360-9679, Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. Jeff Cargan's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. We'll talk NBA draft then, but right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
So Chris Haynes, the ESPN NBA reporter, was on radio earlier today and was discussing the same things everybody discusses about the NBA these days, which is the draft and free agency, more specifically LeBron James, and also what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard. And the Lakers are involved in like a lot of this stuff, not so much with the draft, but everybody does, not everybody, but most seem to think that LeBron is headed to the Lakers, and also that Kawhi Leonard, one way or another, is going to end up in L.A., probably because the Lakers are going to put together a superior package for one of the top 10 players in the world when healthy. And I heard Eric talking about this earlier when I was driving in, and he said it looks like the Lakers are going to be able to put together a better package than anybody else. That's not necessarily – he's right, he's right because of it. It's not that the Lakers have the ability to put together a better package than anybody else or most others. It's that they're willing to do it,
right,
where other franchises probably just aren't going to be willing to do it.
Yeah.
Because for other franchises, it's going to be perceived as a rental, a one-year deal, as opposed to the Lakers know that they are getting Kawhi Leonard long-term. And so Chris Haynes is talking about all this, and it gets to the subject of LeBron James. And he said, if LeBron ends up in L.A., the most likely thing I'm hearing is that, you know, who else ain't going to be there? You know, maybe it's Brandon Ingram. Right. Maybe it's Kyle Kuzma. But the name that's in every conversation is Lonzo Ball, which makes complete sense to me. You're going to have the ball in LeBron's hands. Lonzo can't play without the ball, or he's never played without the ball, so I'm not even sure how that works.
Yeah.
And as soon as Lonzo doesn't have the ball in his hands, LeVar's popping off nonstop. Like, it's just a headache that I don't think anybody needs.
Get rid of it.
And so you just rid yourself of it. The question would become, and I was talking to some NBA people about this over the past couple of days, like, San Antonio seems like the type of franchise that would want anything other than Lonzo Ball because it comes with the LeVar Ball package. And this one NBA person I was speaking with said that is true, but the Spurs are also smart, and they recognize Lonzo would be an asset, so they would either bring another team in if they were going to do this, or they would just take Lonzo and then flip him for something else. they wouldn't plan on getting Lonzo and having him in a Spurs uniform on opening night, but they could get Lonzo and then see who values what he has, because he is, people do still think, a possible future all-star.
Yeah.
It's just that his dad's mouth creates more problems than, frankly, I ever anticipated.
Yeah.
I had that pegged wrong. I didn't think LeVar would be nearly the issue that he's been, but he's been a big issue. But either way, one way or another, by the time we get to opening night, the smart money seems to be on this. LeBron James will be in a Lakers uniform. Lonzo Ball, probably not.
Story number two.
Neymar's hurt.
I saw this. It's kind of sad.
Neymar left Brazil training earlier today after just 15 minutes with a right ankle injury that the team doctor said is related to a foul he suffered against Switzerland and not his recently broken right foot.
That sucks.
But he had to limp off the pitch, Brad.
Yeah.
And now the entire nation of Brazil is terrified that perhaps their young star Neymar might not be able to be his best self as this World Cup continues to unfold. Do you have similar concerns for Brazil?
I do. On Instagram, I was just reading about this during the break. Apparently, here's the other thing I was weirded out by. He's putting pictures of the foot in question on Instagram. So he says, work hard in the message, although it was in Spanish or whatever language that is. Mm-hmm. But I'm concerned. I'm concerned.
I think Neymar will probably play.
Foot looks bad.
But, like, this is the type of thing that would you know.
Yeah, you use your feet in soccer.
You do use your feet in soccer. Yeah. The thing that I think sometimes gets overlooked when it comes to the sport of soccer.
Underestimated, yeah.
Is that you use your feet.
Yeah.
And not only, you use your feet all the time.
Like an
awful lot.
You do.
Like, it's you use your feet all the time. So if you have a foot problem.
I would suck at soccer.
If you have a foot problem, then you might have a real problem. So we'll see what happens with Neymar. Meanwhile, I decided I'm rooting for Mexico.
Really?
Because
that's part of your ancestry, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like distant, but yes, I do.
There's something in there.
I'm proud.
There's some Mexican in there, isn't there?
That's what she said.
I'm proud of my Mexican heritage.
Yeah.
And I realized that it became controversial for Americans to root for Mexico.
Oh, yes, I saw it with the Landon Donovan story.
Like I'm supposed to hate the Mexican soccer team?
I disagree with that.
I don't know. I mean, I hate a handful of things in this world.
Mexico's great.
Most notably, black olives. But you ain't ever going to get me to hate the Mexican soccer team.
No.
So last night on Amazon, as I'm reading about this, I'm sitting there, I'm having a drink, I'm watching the Mets game, and I'm reading about...
Watch them lose.
What? The Mets won 12-2.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Brad.
Well, hey, I'm so used to seeing them lose that when they win a game, I haven't paid attention.
They're on a three-game winning streak.
Congratulations, Mets.
They're on a three-game winning streak, bro.
Wait till they trade your guy.
They're on a three-game winning streak. Trade nobody.
We'll see.
Getting back in this pennant race,
Good
Brad.
Luck with that.
Getting back in this pennant race.
I'd be drinking, too.
Getting back in. So I'm drinking there. Seeing if the Mets can score runs for Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, good luck.
And I'm reading about how people are mad at Landon Donovan because he supports the Mexican soccer team. And then, like, Americans aren't supposed to Mexican soccer team. And right there at that moment, I said, I am all in on the Mexican soccer team.
You're going against America once again.
So I went to Amazon. I've got a whole Mexican uniform now.
Oh, I'm interested in that.
I'm ready to go.
Is it what are their colors?
Green, baby.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
I bought a Mexican flag. I think that's racist, Brad.
No, that's the sound. That's just an excitement sound. The sound of fun.
No, that's a racist Mexican sound effect.
Not at all. I'm not being racist. I'm just excited for your Mexican heritage.
That moment was a racist moment. That's the thing that a lot of racists don't know. You like don't even know when you don't even know when you're doing it.
Call the guy at Wolf Chase, not me, bro.
You just made that was race. That was hey, people put it on a poll. Put it on a poll. 92.9.
No,
was Brad
We're
making
not. This is how you start put racist tweets and death threats.
Put it
threats.
On a poll no. on 92.9. Was Brad just racist live on the radio? You were.
No.
You
See,
were.
You're the host. Of course, they're going to say that. Here's the truth. No, it wasn't meant to be that way.
I know. Let me be clear. I don't think you meant it that
way.
Well,
thank you.
It just was.
No.
You didn't mean it that way.
Okay.
You were just trying to be funny.
All right.
But, like, it was
Moving
racist.
Along.
You didn't move it, mean it to be racist. It just was racist.
Okay, was
so
fun.
I'm rooting for the Mexican soccer team. I want them to beat everybody and hold the trophy, whatever trophy you get for winning the World Cup. I want them to hold that at the end.
Story number three.
Rappers are dying nonstop.
Who's the latest one?
I thought we were over this, Brad.
Who died now?
Okay. Jimmy Wapo.
Jimmy Walker?
No, not Jimmy Walker.
Dynamite!
That also,
No, I thought you said Jimmy Walker died.
I did not say Jimmy Walker died. As far as I know, Jimmy Walker is still alive.
Well, that's dynamite.
But I haven't checked lately.
Shout out to Jimmy Walker.
Shout out to Jimmy Walker.
God, he's alive. I hope he's
Jimmy
alive.
Jimmy Wapo died.
All right, what's up with Jimmy Wapo?
And then I wish rappers, listen, I don't ask much from my rappers.
Yeah.
But, like, I wish you would make your names easy to understand. Like no. So that I didn't have to, like, go find YouTube interviews with you so that I could understand how to pronounce your name. Like you know, like Jay-Z, it's not really probably, like, it's like a J and it's a Z.
I like that. It's like very straightforward.
Like, even, like, Tupac, we had that. Yep. Kanye, that's pretty easy.
It's easy.
Kendrick Lamar, no problem. J. Cole, J. Cole, Drake. Easy. Yeah.
I think it's good for your brand.
And then every once in a while, we get one of these rappers and just like, man, I don't even know what to call this guy. But his name was, best I can tell, XXX Tentacion.
XXX Tentacion.
He's dead.
What happened to him?
Got shot multiple times. Pow, pow,
oh, no.
Pow. And I read some interesting stuff about this because, like, this is, like, I feels like I'm probably making.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.